Amazon has recently laid off 180 people in its gaming division as part of a plan to reorganize the company. They have also decided to shut down their channel on Twitch, a popular game streaming site, because not enough people were using it. This is happening at a time when the gaming industry as a whole has seen around 6,500 job losses this year, even though games like Zelda, Spider-Man, and Mario have been really successful. Amazon Games, which started in 2012, used to focus on making games for phones and tablets, but now they're making bigger games too. However, they've had a hard time getting people interested in their games like New World and Lost Ark. The company's vice president, Christoph Hartmann, said in an email that they had to cut jobs so they could focus on the parts of the company that have the most potential for growth. But he also said that they're still hiring for other positions in the gaming division. The reason why there have been so many job losses in the gaming industry is because during the pandemic, lots of people started playing video games to pass the time. This made game sales go up, so companies started hiring more people and buying other companies. But now that the pandemic is ending and prices are going up, game sales are going down. So companies need to spend less money to stay stable. Even though there have been job cuts, this year has been really good for gamers. There have been a lot of great games like Baldur's Gate 3, Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and Spider-Man 2. People have also liked the new Super Mario and Sonic the Hedgehog games. But people who know about the industry understand that the job cuts are happening because companies are spending more money than they're making from game sales. They need to cut costs to stay financially stable. In summary, Amazon is cutting jobs in its gaming division because they want to focus on the parts of the company that have the most potential for growth. This is part of a bigger trend in the gaming industry, where companies are trying to control costs after a period of fast growth. Even though there have been job losses, there have been a lot of great games released this year. But companies need to make sure they're making enough money to stay stable.